Hey, welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professionals who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Awesome. Today is another question of the day, and I'm so excited to be here and answering your questions. The questions that we received today is, what are the first five steps you will tell us to do in order to get started with our home care agency? So that's a great question. And of course, the answer will differ based on who you're asking. But I will definitely share my opinion. And a lot of times, people are wondering, what are the first few things that I need to do in order to get started with my agency? And usually the answer that they expect me to have is, hey, get your license, get your policy and procedures, do this, all the business related tasks. But my answer may be surprising to you. So if you are thinking, and all of this that I'm coming out is from my years of experience in coaching different people, helping thousands of people in our Facebook group. We have a group of over 4,000 people, helping them, serving them, and seeing the different, how they really approach different things, seeing their success, seeing their failures. And based on that, that's how I decide to come up with those five things. So the first thing you want to do, you want to identify your why. So what is that? What is your why? Your why is the reason why you want to do this. What is it that you want to have your home care agency? Do you want to do this because you saw your friend that you graduated school with, that's what they're doing, and you think that's a good idea? Do you want to do this because you really, maybe you took care of your grandmother and you went through the situation and you saw how important it was for your grandmother to have the care that they need, and you felt that there was a lack and you wanted to make a change, and that's what you want to be there? It's your why because you want to retire, you want to make more money that you're not making at your current job or current business that you have. What is your why? And your why is what's going to keep you in the game. Because any business that you start, including your home care agency, there are going to be tough days. There are going to be days where you're ready to throw the towel and say, I am done. What was I thinking? There are going to be those days. But on those days, like we all have those days. I have those days when I quit. And I quit for 5 minutes and come back later. But what really helped me stay in the game is knowing why am I doing this. And when you have your why, you want to make sure your why is more than money. Because if your why is just money, when the money is not coming, and in lots of business, usually the first year money is not really coming, it's you really getting to know the business. So if your why is not clearly defined and it's not more than money, when the money is not coming, you will quit. And we don't want that. So you want your why to be deeper than just the money. And I'm not saying money is not part of business. Definitely money is part of business. You want to be profitable. You want to make money. That's the only way you're going to stay in the game. But that shouldn't be like the true reason why you want to be doing this. So once you identify your why, you want to identify your fears. Because from my experience and our community, one of the things that stop most people from moving forward after they discover, they know this is their assignment for this season, they know their why, but one of the things that make them procrastinate on not taking the leap is fear. they have fear. Everybody have different fear, especially when you're trying to do something that you never done before. You're going to have different fears, right? And having fear is okay. Whenever you're going to be going to your next level of success, fear is going to show up. So having fear is okay. What's not okay is do not let the fear paralyze you, right? Do not let the fear stop you from doing the thing that you want to do. And believe it or not, you don't want to be fearful as you're experiencing, as you're going to the next level. God hasn't even given you a spirit of fear. So we don't want the spirit of fear as you are getting into starting your journey into entrepreneurship. So that's not the spirit that you want to nurture. But if you're feeling fear, you have to figure how to let go of that fear and make the move that you want to make. And like I said, we're going to feel fear. It's going to show up, but we have to know how to basically be able to move forward and change the fear into basically a statement that will empower you. Not just only a statement, like when I say change it into a statement, you also have to believe the statement. Because let's say you're afraid that you are going to fail. You can change that narrative and say, I know I'm going to be successful. But of course, you have to truly believe that you're going to be successful and create a plan on how you're going to be successful in a business that you don't really, you don't have any experience. So that will be the second thing that I will say. You also want to set up your business goals. Set up business goals. Your goals will help you to know where you want to go and help you create the plan that you need to get there. You also want to identify your personal goals because you want to make sure your business goals support your personal goals, right? So you want to make sure also you identify your personal goals and ensure that those goals, your personal goals, support your business goals. That's really important because you don't want it the other way around. You want whatever that you are doing that it will support whatever the business that you decide to get into, that business will support the life that you want to live. And that's why you want to know what are and identify those goals. And also create income goals. You may say, Sue, that's counterproductive. You say we need to know our why. You say like the why shouldn't be money. Yes, I say that. But you also have to have an income goals. We have to talk about the money. Because as entrepreneur, we solve problems for profit. As one of my mentors always say, she said, we solve problems for profit. So you want to know earlier, hey, what are your income goals? And you want to see, based on the income goals that you want, is this opportunity is the right opportunity for you. So you definitely want to know that and not going there blindly. Once you do the five steps that I gave you, now it's time to get your hands dirty, start doing your research, start learning your rules and regulations for your state, start looking for a name for your business, start registering your business and getting your license. So if you have any questions and you'd like for me to answer it live for you, just like I did here for this question, please, you can do this easily. All that you have to do is go on Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating as well as a review. Let us know how this podcast is. If you're enjoying it, if you are getting value, let us know. And while you're putting the review in that same spot, make sure you put your questions there and we will answer your question. Any questions that you have that is in relation with home care agency startup, home care agency growth, make sure to put it there. And please put your name as well so we can leave you a shout out when I answer the questions live. So once you put the question there in the review, all you have to do is sit tight and wait for me to answer your question live. Thank you so much for listening to this episode.